Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, and to the standing between the living and the dead, memorial, devotional service, family members around the world. Welcome. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the chronological Bible, episode number 195, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique viewpoint allows us to read the whole Bible as a single story, a single true story, and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today we are reading Numbers chapter 33. Holy Father God, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I praise you and I thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. I praise you and I thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word. And Holy Father God, I do pray that you would grant us your energy and your strength, your unction and your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your Holy Word. And while we read it, Lord, help us to understand it. Help us to remember it. Help us to hide it in our hearts. And help us to meditate on it throughout the day and throughout our lives. And help us to share it with others, to teach it to others in a discipleship way, and help us to proclaim and to preach your Holy Gospel from it. Grant us your unction, your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, thus saith the Lord, the Word of God, at Numbers chapter 33. These are the journeys of the children of Israel, which went forth out of the land of Egypt, with their armies under the hand of Moses and Aaron. And Moses wrote their goings out, according to their journeys, by the commandment of the Lord. And these are their journeys according to their goings out. And they departed from Ramesses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month, on the morrow after the Passover, the children of Israel went out with an high hand in the sight of all the Egyptians. For the Egyptians buried all their firstborn, which the Lord had smitten among them. Upon their gods also the Lord executed judgments. And the children of Israel removed from Ramesses and pitched in Succoth. And they departed from Succoth and pitched in Etham, which is in the edge of the wilderness. And they removed from Etham and turned again unto Pi-Haroth, which is before Baal-Zephon, and they pitched before Migdol. And they departed from before Pi-Haroth and passed through the midst of the sea into the wilderness, and went 3 days' journey in the wilderness of Etham, and pitched in Marah. And they removed from Marah and came unto Elam, and in Elam were 12 fountains of water, and 70 palm trees, and they pitched there. And they removed from Elam and encamped by the Red Sea. And they removed from the Red Sea and encamped in the wilderness of Sin. And they took their journey out of the wilderness of Sin and encamped in Dothka. And they departed from Dothka and encamped in Alush. And they removed from Alush and encamped at Rephidim, where was no water for the people to drink. And they departed from Rephidim and pitched in the wilderness of Sinai. And they removed from the desert of Sinai and pitched at Kibroth Hattaava. And they departed from Kibroth Hattaava and encamped at Hazeroth. And they departed from Hazeroth and pitched in Rithmah. And they departed from Rithmah and pitched at Rimmon Perez. And they departed from Rimmon Perez and pitched in Libna. And they removed from Libna and pitched at Rizza. And they journeyed from Rizza and pitched in Kihi Latha. And they went from Kihi Latha and pitched in Mount Shepher. And they removed from Mount Shepher and encamped in Harada. And they removed from Harada and pitched in Makiloth. Pardon me. And they removed from Makiloth and encamped at Tahath. And they departed from Tahath and pitched at Tara. And they removed from Tara and pitched in Mithka. And they went from Mithka and pitched in Hashmona. And they departed from Hashmona and encamped at Moshiroth. And they departed from Moshiroth and pitched in Beni Jaakan. And they removed from Beni Jaakan and encamped at Horha Gidgad. And they went from Horha Gidgad and pitched in Jotbatha. And they removed from Jotbatha and encamped at Eberona. And they departed from Eberona and encamped at Ezion Gaba. And they removed from Ezion Gaba and pitched in the wilderness of Zin, which is Kadesh. And they removed from Kadesh and pitched in Mount Hor, in the edge of the land of Edom. And Aaron the priest went up into Mount Hor at the commandment of the Lord and died there in the 40th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt, in the first day of the fifth month. And Aaron was 123 years old when he died in Mount Hor. And King Arad the Canaanite, which dwelt in the south in the land of Canaan, heard of the coming of the children of Israel. And they departed from Mount Hor and pitched in Zalmona. And they departed from Zalmona and pitched in Punon. And they departed from Punon and pitched in Oboth. And they departed from Oboth and pitched in Egiab Arim in the border of Moab. And they departed from Eam and pitched in Dibungon. And they, verse 45 again, and they departed from Eam and pitched in Dibungon. God, and they removed from Dibon God and encamped in Almon Dibla Thayim, and they removed from Almon Dibla Thayim and pitched in the mountains of Abiram before Nebo. And they departed from the mountains of Abiram and pitched in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho. And they pitched by Jordan from Beth Jeshimoth even unto Abel Shittim in the plains of Moab. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho, saying, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when ye are passed over Jordan into the land of Canaan, then ye shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, and destroy all their pictures, and destroy all their molten images, and quite pluck down all their high places. And ye shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land, and dwell therein, for I have given you the land to possess it. And ye shall divide the land by lot for an inheritance among your families, and to the more ye shall give the more inheritance, and to the fewer ye shall give the less inheritance. Every man's inheritance shall be in the place where his lot falleth, according to the tribes of your fathers, ye shall inherit. But if ye will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come to pass that those which ye let remain of them shall be pricks in your eyes and thorns in your sides, and shall vex you in the land wherein ye dwell. Moreover, it shall come to pass that I shall do unto you as I thought to do unto them. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you, Lord, for your holy word. Have it to find a lodging place in our hearts. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray and forsake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and yes, even foes in the family, and to the standing between the living and the dead memorial and devotional service family worldwide, welcome. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Family Devotional Reading of Charles Spurgeon's classic book, Morning and Evening. This is the podcast, and this is episode number 464. Dr. Spurgeon has chosen for our scripture reading in this devotion Psalm 31:4, and it reads, "Pull me out of the net that they have laid privately for me, for thou art my strength." Pull me out of the net that they have laid privately for me, for thou art my strength. The Prince of Preachers continues, "Our spiritual foes are of the serpent's brood, and seek to ensnare us by subtlety. The prayer before us supposes the possibility of the believer being caught like a bird. So deftly does the fowler do his work, that simple ones are soon surrounded by the net." The text asks that even out of Satan's meshes, the captive one may be delivered. This is a proper petition, and one which can be granted. From between the jaws of the lion, and out of the belly of hell, can eternal love rescue the saint. It may need a sharp pull to save a soul from the net of temptations, and a mighty pull to extricate a man from the snares of malicious cunning, but the Lord is equal to every emergency, and the most skillfully placed nets of the hunter shall never be able to hold his chosen ones. Woe unto those who are so clever at net laying, they who tempt others shall be destroyed themselves. For thou art my strength, what an inexpressible sweetness is to be found in these few words. How joyfully may we encounter toils, and how cheerfully may we endure sufferings, when we can lay hold upon celestial strength, divine power will rend asunder all of the toils of our enemies, confound their politics, and frustrate their knavish tricks. He is a happy man who has such matchless might engaged upon his side. Our own strength would be of little service when embarrassed in the nets of base cunning. But the Lord's strength is ever available. We have but to invoke it, and we shall find it near at hand. If by faith we are depending alone upon the strength of the mighty God of Israel, we may use our holy reliance as a plea in supplication. Lord, evermore thy face we seek. Tempted we are and poor and weak. Keep us with lowly hearts and meek. Let us not fall. Let us not fall. Holy Father God, we thank you for this very powerful and timely devotional. For all of them are powerful and timely because of your holy word. And the power of your Holy Spirit and the anointing that you laid upon your servant, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, he being dead yet speaketh, and we give you all of the glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. In keeping with the standing between the living and the dead service that we have had each day for over a year, in light of what is going on with the novel coronavirus plague, we will continue to read the family verses. The family verses, as I call them, the family verses. And we will read today Ephesians chapter 6, verses 16 through 20. Yes, we read this entire passage in our family each day. Because God showed me that this passage is very much a part of the what I call the family verses. Because if you do not know how to deal with the devil, you're going to have buku problems in your family. And you must understand that the devil is behind all of it, all of the negativity. It is not a flesh and blood situation, even though you may have some family members who want to make it a flesh and blood situation. They want to make it personal. One of the best things I did in leading my family, I never let my wife make anything personal. And for that matter, any of my teenagers or older children, is nothing personal. I'm just in charge, and I'm going to tell you what the deal is and what the situation is going to be. And if I need to mete out punishment and chastisement and rebuke, I will do that. And we're not going to have any back talk or fussing or foolishness. Because this is not a flesh and blood situation. It's nothing personal. I'm the one in charge. By the grace of God, I have the authority, and it's going to go the way I want it to go. And you can tell your friend the devil that too, who's behind you talking foolishly. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And I don't think Joshua will be mad with me when I add up in here. That's all there is to it. We're not going to have any lingering mess going on. I'm not going to let the devil come in here through you. And when I see the devil's ugly head, I'm just going to cut it off. So you need to know how to do that. What happens, you know why many couples get divorced and families are broken up? They allow the devil to get in there, and he's good at disguising himself, and they don't see him as the devil. They're mad at each other. They don't have the spiritual, or they choose not to have the spiritual discernment to discern that the devil is getting up in here, and it's time to pray and time to read the Bible. It's time to rebuke the devil, and it's time to, for those in the household who are in the position where they're supposed to submit, they need to submit and be quiet. No mumbling, no grumbling, no cussing under your breath, none of that foolishness. And that will stop it. By the way, every Christian home ought to be a peaceful and quiet home, other than when the authority figure has to tell somebody where to get off at. That's it. And there should not be any back talk whatsoever. They need to get off and be quiet somewhere. By the way, I told my wife, out of the verses that I gave her to read for her own personal devotionals, to be a better woman, to be a better wife, to be a better mother, several times in the Holy Scriptures, for some reason, the words silent and quiet are connected with the woman. And so let me just tell you wives out there, practice quietness. Be quiet. The Bible even talks about you being silent, learning in silence. That means you open your ears and you shut your mouth. And if you don't want to have a peaceful, quiet home, then don't do what I'm telling you. But I assure you, in most homes, if the woman would be quiet, learn in silence and be silent, and let God do what he's going to do, and trust God to lead her husband, and open her ears and keep her mouth shut, I guarantee you, you'll have a peaceful, quiet home. And every Christian home ought to be that way. And I told my wife, I told her that she ought to at least do that for her children's sake. Because the situation is, in my family, unlike how it was with my dad and my mother, and in our raising, it's different. In fact, the difference is total, huge. because in my household, it's very simple. If you don't start any mess, there won't be any mess. Now let me put it to you from the hood. If you don't start no mess, there won't be no mess. And that sound hoodish. Sounds from the hood. Well, let me tell you something. It is something that is a principle that I believe all head of households ought to establish. If you don't start any mess, there won't be any mess. And I've told my wife that. And I said, you ought to do that, if for no other reason, for your children's sake. You ought to do it for the Lord. You ought to do it because it's right to do it. But you need to do it for your children's sake. Your children need peace, quiet, and order in the household. And I'm not Daniel White Jr. That's my dad. And a good man, but he did not understand what love, the full spectrum of love, was about. And the full spectrum of love provides for not just going out to dinner and so-called going out on a date and buying your wife some flowers and buying her a gold necklace and going to Chuck E. Cheese. That's all good and dandy and wonderful, and hopefully they will know that you love them by doing those things. But love also is rebuking your wife, telling her to shut up her mouth, and rebuking your children and chastising them when you need to. That's love too. And that's love that's not going to be appreciated in the moment, but it will be appreciated later. And by the way, God is in the loving business, and he's in the blessing business, and he's in the butt-whipping business as well, if you don't mind my telling you that. Yes, he is. Now, for the moment, it's not going to be a pleasant situation. But after a while, by and by, you will say like I have said, after getting saved, the greatest thing that God did for me was whip my behind, chastise me, and to help me to understand that I need to, yes, love him back, but I need to fear him as well and respect him and understand I can't do what I want to do when I want to do it. And you need to help your wife understand that, sir, and you need to help your children understand that. They're not going to appreciate it while it's going on, but they'll be thankful for it later. Now let's continue reading Ephesians chapter 6, verses 16 through 20. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. And tomorrow we will pick up Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 through 24. In keeping with the spirit of the standing between the living and the dead memorial and devotional service, let's continue to pray for others who are going through horrendous times. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for all people who name the name of Christ. Help us all to humble ourselves, to pray, to seek your face, and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for everybody in the government, in this country and around the globe, from the president on down, that is the president of the United States, on down, Lord, we pray for their salvation, and we pray that you would save their souls and change their lives. Fill them with your Holy Spirit, that they may lead their respective areas of government in holiness and in righteousness according to your holy word, so that we can truly lead peaceful and quiet lives. And Holy Father God, we pray now, Lord, for some prayer requests that have come in. We pray for Jesse. Please empower them to fulfill the Great Commission. We pray for Vicky. Please be with all families with disabled members during the coronavirus plague. We pray for Doe Adajah. Please protect his family and the Philippines and give the president their wisdom. We pray, Holy Father God, for the thousands of folks who have gotten saved through the preaching of the gospel, through this ministry, and down through the years. But we pray for a few by name that you'll help them all to grow in the faith and to stand strong in the faith. We pray for Michael. We pray for Daniel. We pray for Nika. We pray for John. We pray for Yemi. And we pray, Lord, for those who have recommitted their lives, thousands of those who have recommitted their lives to you, even though I do not give that invitation, from hearing the preaching of your holy word and preaching of the gospel. And we pray for a few by name. Today we pray for Nancy, Nora, Joel, and Janet. And we pray for Jorgen as well. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives. Help them to be faithful and to stand strong in the faith. And Holy Father God, we pray for the salvation of the lost around the world. We pray for the revival of the saved around the world. We pray for the healing of the sick around the world according to your will and way, and if they meet your conditions. And Holy Father God, comfort those who are grieving and mourning all around the world. Draw them to yourself for salvation and for comfort. And we pray for some by name. We pray for the family and friends of Ontario resident Kim Ballard. We pray for the family and friends of Warrington, UK, Father Graham Horsfall. We pray for the family and friends of Indian government worker Shandan Nimji. And Holy Father God, we pray for the family and friends of Indian government worker Chandan Nimji. We pray for the family and friends of European ring announcer Artem Ankukov. We pray for the family and friends of Missouri designer Mark Anthony Campbell. We commit all of these souls into your hands as well as ours. Let your will be done in all of our lives. Prepare us all for good days and bad days. Prepare us all, Lord, for celebrations and tragedies. Prepare us all, Lord, for weddings and funerals. Prepare us, Lord, for life and death in every way. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen.
Now, dear friend, if you are with us today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world," these are the words of Jesus Christ, "God so loved the world," that means that if you are in this world, God loves you, "that he gave his only begotten Son," God gave up his only begotten Son to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for your sins. He shed innocent blood on the cross for your sins because Jesus Christ never committed a sin in word, in thought, in attitude, or in deed. Yes, you can have a sinful attitude. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son up to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for our sins," however, our lies, our stealing, our lusting after people and things, coveting after people and things, what other people have, our disrespect and dishonor and disobedience and having bad attitudes towards our parents, our taking God's name in vain, and so many other sins. These are just five of the Ten Commandments. If we have broke one of them, we have broken the whole law according to the Bible. Jesus died for all of our wickedness and all of our sins. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son," Jesus Christ, he was speaking of himself, "that whosoever believeth in him," the word "whosoever" means anybody at any time. The word "believeth" means to trust in, to have faith in him, Jesus Christ, "should not perish," that is, you will not go to hell, but have everlasting life. So, dear friend, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today so that you can be saved from the torments of hell. For the Bible teaches that once you die unsaved, if you die without believing in Christ, you will immediately wake up in the torments of hell. If you want to avoid that and wake up in heaven and in the arms of Jesus Christ, if you will, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ down here. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever, there's that word again, whosoever, anybody at any time, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. It's very simple to be saved, very easy to be saved, contrary to what people will tell you. You don't have to be in a church building to get saved. You don't have to join a church to get saved. You don't have to get baptized to get saved. You don't have to give any money to the church to get saved. You don't have to shake the preacher's hand. You don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to walk down the aisle. You don't have to do anything to get saved but believe in Jesus Christ and call on his name and pray and ask him to save you. And he will do so, my beloved. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. So believe in your heart, only you can do that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Pray with me the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, I acknowledge that I am a wicked sinner, and I admit that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have indeed committed some of those sins that were mentioned earlier by the preacher. And Holy Father God, I admit that I deserve to go to hell just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my crimes and sins. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day. And Lord, I do not understand it all, but I thank you for it all. And I believe it all. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to truly repent of my sins past and to truly repent of my sins present. And to turn from my evil life and to follow you, Lord Jesus, in the new life. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just believed in the Lord Jesus Christ with all of your heart as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Holy Bible, that I just shared with you, you are now saved from hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ Jesus, please go to gospellightsociety.com and read my book titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 10 verse 9, and this is what the book title is based on: I am the door, Jesus Christ said. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.